Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Fight through the establishment of this woman being, let us say, a little overly sexual. Because that's what she is. That's her brokenness. I'm not giving any spoiler alert by sharing that with you.
No.
What I'm telling you is there's anybody had my mindset where Carl and I were sitting there going, oh, enough. Okay. Because we didn't really know the backstory.
And Michael didn't mind it? Kidding. Just a joke.
I live vicariously through people like Jimmy Cerrito, where I'm following the Bills every football season. Would have loved to see them get there and do it. And I same thing with the Sabres because of Jimmy. That's the way, because I know how he feels when your team hasn't done it for
a long time. I can't do that because I remember back to the third King of the Wings when Jimmy was caught juicing. And that spoiled it for me.
Videotaping, going into the kitchens at
the
chain restaurants.
We were putting steroids in the buffalo wings.
Yeah, they were the size of turkey legs. What are you doing?
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Man, oh man, we were talking about it yesterday. What an incredible cluster F out in Iowa when we called KCJJ, our affiliate out there, and discussed the problems with them. I'm here to tell you today, thank goodness, democracy has worked. The votes have been tallied. They are completely in, and, not 60%, not 62%, not 72%. The votes are all in.
Yes.
And, I know it might be too early to start gloating and celebrating, but I think that this is one of the best vote totals you could ever expect. I think it's good for America. I think it's good for the Republicans and for the Democrats. And no, I'm not talking about the primaries or the caucuses. I'm talking about, for the fifth year in a row, ladies and gentlemen, King of the Wings in Northern Virginia goes to Jimmy's Old Town Tavern.
Ta-da!
that I could fly in and have a big plate since I'm keto now. I wish I could fly in and have a massive plate of your wings because they are the best. And this was in the magazine took the survey, Field and Stream, right? Is that the...
Now, Mike, you're being silly. You know, it's U.S.
Horse and Hound.
U.S. News and World Report. It's stated.
No, is it Northern Virginia? Atlas. It's Northern Virginia Magazine, right?
Yes, sir.
And Northern Virginia that did a wonderful profile on an owner of a pub in Manassas years ago.
In Manassas.
You remember that when they did a picture of me and I'm like cool man sitting at the bar with brown liquor in my glass and then my restaurant failed. But yours continued to thrive and you were there before me and you are now there after me and you are my Oh, thanks for my jingle.
I think you're just on break, Mike. You should open another one down there in Florida.
Oh yeah. Not a chance. Thank you.
That would make you a chain.
Yeah, exactly. No, it wouldn't, Rob. A chain means you have one already. A broken chain. That's exactly what it is. Jimmy, once again. Your incredible fans have made you the king of the wings in Northern Virginia. Congratulations.
We did it again.
I know this
means... I'd
like
to thank all the chickens, mostly.
I think this means a lot to you. And... tell us about your competition. Who were you? Did you have any new competitors this year? Who did you knock off? I know there are a bunch of restaurants there that competed.
There was 32 different restaurants that were in the running, and I think 30 of them had the name Buffalo Wing in the title of their restaurant.
Well, that's what those wing places do. And who did it come down to? Who was the
to the Buffalo Wing Factory.
Oh,
versus Jimmy's Old Town Tavern.
Oh, you want it in a walk.
That's a chain. That's a chain, right?
It was also, we beat out Velocity Wings.
Okay.
Ah, so, yeah, okay. You know, I remember
everybody
that
named
guy.
Wing.
Now, I don't want to dredge up the past, but I must ask. I do seem to remember the last time they did this. Mm-hmm. You won fourth time in a row. You did something crazy in the street, as you always do, like something you cluck cluck, or you balanced a microwave on your head or something.
No, it's that.
Oh, you did the chicken dance, right?
A lot of pressure here, yes.
And then you declared that you're done. You know, four times you're done, and yet you win again. What happened?
They did this contest. Hi, everybody.
Hi, it's Jimmy Cerrito, ladies and gentlemen.
They did this contest from 11, 12, 13, and 2014. The first year they did it, 32 restaurants all signed up. You had to get involved. You had to fill out paperwork. You had to go to different venues and give away your wings so people could sample them. The next year, they had 16 restaurants sign up. The next year, they had 8. Then they had 8 again, and then they couldn't get anybody to play. Honest to God, the magazine editor said, Jimmy, we can't get anybody to go against you. They just think it's a slam dunk for you, so they don't want to play anymore. So we're done with it.
And that's good, because
I'm done too.
Yeah, poor sports.
Oh, I know. I know. God. Well, you know.
But I mean, so I saw
now,
the brackets.
Five, six
the brackets
years gone by, and they did it again without ask. God bless Northern Virginia Magazine. We're loving the publicity here. But they did it without asking the restaurants. They just put 32 of the best known wing places up on the board and said, "All right, everybody, start voting." And they told all of us.
That's journalism, Mike. What that is? They took the story by the nuts and they just made it happen.
Well, you don't need to make it dirty, Rob.
Right.
They grabbed
it by the scruff of the neck, and they made it happen.
Filthy, you always do.
But I'd like to thank all of your listeners for helping. Right. And I know there's a bunch of them that were voting and spreading the word. But if you want to win an election, you need to hire Jolene White to be your campaign manager.
Oh, she's a ball of energy. Yeah. She's something special. She's not only the sweetest lady in the whole cotton picking world, but she is just a pure energy.
Yep.
And probably knows her way around you know, getting people motivated and marketing and all that stuff with her candy that she sells.
She's a noted chocolatier, Jimmy. Did you know this?
If you want a lint, and I'm not talking about the kind that comes out of your belly button.
Ew.
If you want,
okay, that right now. Okay. But what?
Great Bob Hope style joke.
I want to tell you. She's giving us candy packages all the time. She's wonderful. She's delightful. But congratulations. I don't care how you get there. Look, here's what Jimmy is, and this is what makes Jimmy special. Jimmy has success at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern, and what he does is he makes his place better.
Yep.
Just like it used to be back in the old days, when you would have a popular place that people love to go to, and it would expand, and it would put new stuff in there. Not like the restaurants of the modern age, where anytime you have even the slightest success, you have to open up 6 more locations.
Right.
Because that's kind of the way it's done nowadays. And I am just, I use you as an example of the sole proprietor and the little guy that just loves what he does. And it's a great experience, and it's a great vibe, and your staff is great.
The best staff, I would say that the wings are the best, but that's just a tiny part of it.
Right.
Judge for yourselves. Thank you.
Yeah, well, you know, it's why our listeners, and I urge everybody to do this, because a lot of listeners of the Mike O'Mara Show have taken advantage of the relationship with Jimmy that this show has, and will come to D.C. and put it on the list.
Your
to-do
list,
do. It's a little outside of D.C.
The bucket of wings list.
Yeah, put it on the wings. Go out and see Jimmy and hang out. And by the way, if he's there, if he's on campus, which is one day out of 30 a month, he's there.
I might be hiding.
He'll come to your table.
That's one of the reasons. By the way, you do not have your podcast playing app on the wrong speed. Jimmy's voice is this low this morning because, Mike, last night he was Alex Ovechkin's good luck charm.
Yes, at the game?
Yes, he was at the game. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
Mike,
I got to go again.
We went last year. A buddy of mine's son plays for the LA Kings.
Wow.
Alex Iafallo, number 19. So I want to thank the family and my friend John Persinger for kidnapping me and putting me in the Sky Suite last night.
That's fine.
Rooting
That's
for the LA Kings. Alex Iafallo, rooting for him to get a hat trick. And Alex Ovechkin got the hat trick and beat him. And I sat next to his dad while it happened and just watched his dad go from energetic and exciting and anxious to well, let's get the hell out of here.
After, well, that's normal, Dad, right? I do it.
Kings lost, Jimmy, did you look over to the dad and say, you know, I just won King of the Wings for the fifth year in a row, too?
I did show him about seven times during the game. And
oh, wow.
He's like, okay, Jimmy, that's enough.
I do miss that. I do miss my time up there, you know, going to Caps games. That was so much fun. And, you know, now I'm, you know, I have to be honest with you. I will always have a soft spot in my heart for the Washington Capitals.
Yeah.
But it's known among close friends of mine that geographically my loyalties have waned when I've moved to another area. But I'm not really sure that I can give up the Caps. I think I have to stay with the Washington Capitals.
Yeah, right now they're so good.
Well, my hockey loyalties have gone. And, oh, by the way, now that the my beloved Boston Red Sox have just, and we'll talk about that a little bit today on the show.
Boston born and Boston bred Sox.
Oh, I mean, thank you, mega, mega billionaires, for taking that pipe and putting it where it hurts bad, if you know what I mean.
Oh, dear.
That is, we'll get to, I got a whole yeah, exactly. Let me play that. Boston.
That trumpet.
Boston.
Yeah, but.
Kapok. Oh, God. Horrible.
The day the Bills and the Sabres win the championship, they're going to do it by the book.
Well, you know what? The thing that's great about sports, when your team wins after many, many years, you are going to, you know, your passion for a team, if they don't win a championship, it grows over the years. If your team wins a championship, then believe it or not, this is the big surprise. Mm-hmm. People that like winners all the time. When you win, it loses a lot of its luster. So I live vicariously through people like Jimmy Cerrito, where I'm following the Bills every football season. Would have loved to see them get there and do it. And I same thing with the Sabres because of Jimmy. That's the way, because I know how he feels when your team hasn't done it for
see,
a long
I can't,
time.
I can't do that because I remember back to the third King of the Wings when Jimmy was caught juicing. And that spoiled it for me.
Videotaping. Going into the kitchens at
we were
chain
steroids
restaurants
in the buffalo wings.
Yeah, they were the size of turkey legs. What are you doing?
And videotaping it and at you know, taking it back and getting all the plays, like you know, how what the ratio of the butter and margarine to the hot sauce is. You know,
I had spies in the other bars.
But you credit your wings though with the sauce you use that you still have sent down from Buffalo, correct?
We still do. When we opened Jimmy's, I knew that every chef or cook in the restaurant wanted to do their own wing sauce because they're all so proud of it, which is fine. And I said, I don't want different kinds of wing sauces every day. Let's just get it from the restaurant that started the wings back in the 60s, the Anchor Bar,
right?
Which is not the original Anchor Bar now because it's changed ownership. But back then, it was the place to be. And they have awesome.
You all right, Jimmy?
Sauce.
Yeah, you okay? I just want to double check. Are you going to be all right? Yeah, I just want to make sure you make it through the.
It sounds like you might be fighting with.
What are you guys doing up this early anyway, man? I was out till 2 a.m. last night.
Shocking to hear that, but right now it sounds like you're struggling with a comforter.
Yep.
Yeah, you're not down at your kitchen table coloring, are you?
No, I had to give up the coloring for a little while.
Why?
God, that is one of the worst hangovers I've ever had. When I stayed overnight at Jimmy's house and you know, got up at 10:30 and went potty, and then I think went back to sleep till 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
I woke up at 10:30, and Maureen says, he's up. That's good, because she wanted to go to brunch. She wanted me to go out to brunch with her friends. She goes, all right, once he leaves, we can go out to brunch, right? I'm like, yeah, he'll be up in a minute, and, you know, he won't stick around. He'll be right the hell out of here.
Thank you for allowing me to inconvenience
3 hours
you
later.
The perfect house guest.
Oh, that was a bad one. Oh, my God. But anyway, getting back to the wings, it's still a great experience. And how goes the progress? Because Jimmy, here's what he did. So Jimmy has a successful bar, takes years and years and years to, you know, build the following.
Right.
And then because people are moving out and some people have an opportunity presents itself, Jimmy's going to build the Buffalo Wing, which for a time we thought was a Ponzi scheme, but it ended up being true because he really built the Buffalo Wing. We went there and opened the Buffalo Wing with Jimmy. The big
2 years ago.
That's right.
2 years ago.
And then
another dream. But you've talked about this as long as I've known you. You've talked about wanting to have
every
a brew
time we
pub
drink together.
And now now it's becoming a reality too. You're going to have your own, you're going to make your own beer there, right?
We're going to brew our own beer. It's going to be Jimmy's Old Town Tavern and Brewery. It's a nano brewery, just a tiny one. About 18 kegs cool. a week will come out of that little building next to us.
That's the amount I drink.
18 kegs.
Bring your growler, Rob.
It's a wash.
All right, so you're gonna have 18 kegs come out. How many different brews will come out of that? Two. Okay.
Two. Yeah.
So,
and we'll change them
already.
Up.
So you'll have different recipes and do it that way. Now, what if you get one that people go out of their minds for? Would you lock it in and just keep that one, or is it a experimental thing? What's going on with that? I think it's very.
I would say yes. Exactly what you just said. It is experimental, but if we get that perfect beer, then that becomes a staple, and then the other handle changes.
All right, I'm going to send
you. I love the talk. The other handle.
Yeah, I would like
lingo.
To. Yeah. I would really, really just vote for a very, very high ABV IPA. If that's just.
I think I think that would be an excellent mover. That seems to be trendy, but also old school enough that people grab onto, and people love the high ABV.
I'm all in, guys. Come on up and start testing.
All right, Jimmy.
Thanks kindly.
I appreciate that. All right, well, Jimmy, congratulations. Go back to sleep.
Just a little announcement, if you don't mind, Mike.
Yes, of course. You always have one. Yes, what do you want?
So as we have won this King of the Wings year after year, it always accumulated to a celebration a few days later.
Of course.
In which myself and Mayor Lisa and people of the community all come to Jimmy's and do the chicken dance.
Yes.
And the chicken dance will be held this Sunday at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern at 2 p.m. in the afternoon, featuring Mayor Lisa Merkel and T.J. Rogers. That's right.
I love T.J.
Maybe me. That's what's happening.
Yeah,
so
you
come on out
in.
Sunday
the
at 2. The wings will be on special.
Oh, that's great.
Dancing in the street.
Will there be a special outfit, Jimmy, for you?
I can't give away all the secrets there.
Ah,
sir.
But a good reason to show up.
I assume you will post a video on Facebook for everybody to see, though.
Yeah, that's everything. What else do people do? They come out, they open up their phones, and they videotape the fat guy in the middle of the road doing the chicken dance.
Fantastic. That's wonderful. Jimmy, congratulations being King of the Wings. And
thanks, everybody.
Give our best to Maureen and Kelsey and your whole wonderful family.
All staff.
And once again, I salute you as King of the Wings, my friend.
Love it. Thanks for voting, everybody.
Love you, Jimmy.
Okay. Bye, Jimmy. Bye. Hang up on him. Thank you very much. All right, that's good. Very good. Wow. That was a fun hockey game.
I was getting that same energy when I confirmed with him a half hour before broadcast, and I thought maybe he might tweak it.
Yes, maybe not.
No, I guess, Rob, after five victories, it's not as exciting.
While it's top of mind, let me get it off my chest because it's new, it's fresh.
Yeah,
I was. I binged a TV show yesterday that I'll tell you about later and got caught up in it. I did not watch the State of the Union. I did not watch the news. I have been out of the loop for about 9-10 hours.
Okay.
And I didn't realize that my beloved Boston Red Sox.
Yes.
My team, the team that I root for, decided in their infinite wisdom to do a salary dump and get rid of perhaps the best Boston Red Sox all-round baseball player in the last 50 years by trading beloved, iconic, next to David Ortiz, the next most beloved player in Boston Red Sox history, Mookie Betts, trading Mookie Betts to the Los Angeles Larry King Dodgers, which sucks. I am so pissed. They got rid of David Price,
right,
who was kind of a malcontent anyway. But Mookie, this is not playing well among the fans of the Boston
and
Red Sox.
So,
and everybody's saying they've chucked it now, that this is just, they're done.
This
they're
is
done
what I love about you, and this is what I love about this show, is that 48 hours ago, you were speaking glowingly of the Red Sox and the memories they've given you and the love that you shared of them with your father and your family and what an important part of your life they are. And now they're nearly dead to you.
Let me tell you about Mookie Betts.
Okay. Yeah.
Mookie Betts, outfielder for your Boston Red Sox, not only was a great player with speed, a great outfielder, a fantastic bat, could hit for power, could steal bases.
Right.
But played the game. The thing you can't fake with a baseball player is his personality.
Right.
And his joy and his love of the game. And Mookie Betts was a guy, more often than not, you would see it written on his face when he was in the middle of playing a game, how happy he was, where he's smiling and he's loving it. And he's and I picked this guy out many, many moons ago. He's played for the Portland Sea Dogs up in Portland, Maine. He came up through the ranks with the Boston Red Sox. And the way I read it, and this is the way I read things for the multi-billionaires. And by the way, billions, that's what the franchise is worth now.
With a B.
With a B. And they are simply cost-cutting to maximize profits right now because they don't want to pay a luxury tax for having the team, which means they, because they're a major market team that makes all this money and is so valuable, they've chucked it, and they've left it to teams like the Dodgers and teams like the Yankees,
who are
giving their fans an incredible product every year by amassing the players and spending whatever it takes.
You are clearly the biggest baseball fan on this show, and I'm just said, I can observe and I can watch the game, but you understand what goes on. As an outsider looking in, it seems to me that the Red Sox might have been the last of the organizations that sort of held on to a personality for the team, because they had colorful players that were very beloved, and many other players are really transient. We see them come, we see them go, they sign the big deal, and they're off in Philadelphia, or in this case, off in Los Angeles. Right. Have they ruined the sheen on the team of a personality team?
This is going down very badly with the fan base. And with the journalists up there who are saying that,
but
this
at least
is,
the Boston sports journalists are forgiving and kind, right?
Oh yeah, they're really warm. Now they're right about this. There's no silver lining to this. There's no immediate benefit that the team's going to get. It's all, look, in professional sports, it's about one thing: winning a championship. That's what, and doing what you can to do it. But when they make the business decision, it sucks, and it's a real. But he was such a cool guy. And that's what, by the way,
I'm sorry for that. That sucks.
That's why David Ortiz was not just a clutch hitter, but he was a bigger than life personality.
Yep.
And guys like that, when they have that amazing talent and they're great for the community as well, which Mookie Betts was. And so F you, they fired their play-by-play announcer, Don Orsillo, and it started right around there where these douches, and they are a collection of nerdnicks. John Henry is the classic amass your wealth rich guy. Yes, did he turn the team around and bring a world championship to the Red Sox? Yeah, under his ownership that happened. But then some of these moves have been just nasty. John Henry.
John Henry.
Tom, more importantly, Tom Werner, who is another douche nozzle that is, it's like, I just think that we're really happy about the Red Sox. Just a guy that doesn't even belong in sports. And I'm pissed off.
Mike, it's America's pastime.
Right. And then there was a... So other than that, everything is fine. Life goes on. But just a little testy about my beloved Boston.
This
Red
year
Sox.
You root for the Royals, right?
The Kansas City Royals. Hold on. We're getting a text.
Oh, yes?
Sorry about that. Oh. I can't respond to that one. I do want to give everybody an update that Oscar Santana was at McDonald's earlier this morning with a bunch of MBAs and having an early breakfast, and he will be joining us on the show in progress. So I wanted you to be aware of that. So
how many people do you think have picked up that he's not here?
Just now.
Okay, thank you.
Just now. When will when be when? Just
soon.
Now. Soon. Soon and for the rest of your life. So we'll get things started, and I'll talk about TV.
Please.
Rob's going to talk about the State of the Onion.
Yes.
And just kind of a scene. You watched it. Here's a role reversal. You watched it. I didn't.
Yeah, it was
because
true.
I binged a television show last night like I haven't binged since Breaking Bad.
I binged the State of the Union.
There you go. Fantastic.
Almost the whole thing.
That's right. That's why you had a barf bag with you. Let's start the damn show right now. Thank you very much.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
A wine herb?
Thank you, Dan. Why not?
How's that steak?
Nothing like a fine piece of meat.
No, Herb, it's a hell of a thing. I'm looking at the thing today. You know, this Trendex rating?
Yeah.
Well, it's a damnest thing. But you've plateaued.
You mean people don't like me anymore?
No. It's not you per se. It's just...
Maybe I should get my teeth kept.
No, it's the nature of the show. They've already seen you win, and they want something new.
Joe Louis was the champ for 12 years. Nobody ever wanted Joe Louis to lose.
Think about the cause of education.
Cause of education? I waited 29 years for this. Now I'm supposed to take a dive for the cause of education?
I didn't say take a dive. Now I'm asking you for your help.
Fine. Just let me play it honestly.
And will you please keep your voice down?
Go ahead. Give me a number. Give me a number.
23?
Beethoven was 23 when he composed his first piano sonata. In 1923, Jack Bentley set the record for average by a pitcher batting 427. There are 23 chromosomes in the human egg.
Herb,
the human sperm. 23rd President Benjamin Harrison. Asian countries along the 23rd parallel of the
sun. Look, don't stop believing your own bullshit, all right? You wouldn't know the name of Paul Revere's horse if he took a crap on your lawn.
She?
What?
He was a mayor. Remember?
Look, you lose when I tell you to lose.
If you told me to lose before, if you told me to lose right from the beginning, then I'd understand. That'd be the story of my life. But why now? What did I do?
Look at the big picture. It's not like television is going to go away, you know? I mean, think about the future.
You know, I could be terrific on one of those panel shows. Witty, off the cuff, Bill Cullen sort of thing.
Now, the last category is movies. We're going to ask you what won the Academy Award for Best Picture in 1955. You don't know it? You answer On the Waterfront.
Don't do that. Not Marty. I saw Marty 3 times. The best picture from 2 years ago, and I don't know it?
Someone of your intellect, and it's such a simple question. Don't you see the drama of that?
Please, let me lose on a physics question. Not Marty, Dan. Don't do this to me. It's too humiliating.
For 70 grand, Herb, you can afford to be humiliated.
The Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Ah, the human condition, Rob Spiewak. Things being fixed. It's as old as time. That's from the movie, what was it?
Quiz Show. And if you ever want to lose an hour, it almost takes more time to watch clips of Quiz Show on YouTube than it takes to watch the movie, because every scene is perfect. It's so great. Well done.
John Turturro, absolutely amazing in that movie. Ralph Fiennes, who's fantastic as well. And don't forget
Paul Scofield.
Yeah, have some cake, Charlie. Charlie, I've made some chocolate cake for you.
We moved the television into the den.
That is Quiz Show is one. They ought to put it on cable more. Great show.
Great film.
We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now, all the way from Kansas City, Missouri, to Zelianapol, Pennsylvania. Did I get that right?
Yep. Uh-huh.
Fairview, Utah, Plumas Lake, California. It's a plume. It's a plume coming out of the lake. Where's Plumas Lake? Wow.
Remember the radioactive plume?
Yes,
they discussed
plume.
On 24.
Wow. Cold Springs, Nevada, and also Adelaide, South Australia. The Mike O'Mara Show is on right now, brought to you by Cornerstone. I told you my experience with Cornerstone was par excellence.
Yes.
And rates have now hit a 3-year low. Whoa. The average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage just hit 3.49%, matching the lowest level since October 2016, according to a survey by Mortgage News Daily. The unexpected drop in mortgage rates is due to market fears over the coronavirus, so this impact will be temporary. Call my friend Mark Livingstone at Cornerstone First Financial. And you might be saying, what? The corona? Yeah, that's the way markets work.
People flip out. Yeah.
Yeah, you got to call Mark, 202-625-1221, or online at cornerstonefirst.com. You must act now to take cash out or just save money by securing a lower rate. They carry my personal endorsement. I'm Mike O'Mara, and they treated me right.
Yes.
202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. Or check the web at cornerstonefirst.com. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. And we thank you, ladies and gentlemen. So the State of the Union was on last night. A bit contentious. Some drama all over the place.
Oh, boy.
Television theater. Rush Limbaugh getting the Medal of Freedom. You watched this amazing spectacle.
I watched, I'd say, about 85% of it. After about 45 minutes, I started skimming ahead a little bit because it got a bit repetitive. Someone on Facebook said something that I agree with. He said, the only thing that was missing is the revelation of whether or not someone was pregnant and everyone in the audience getting a car. Because it seemed like either a talk show or a reality show of some sort.
Which will play well with the populace.
Oh, absolutely.
Because it's really normally very dull and very monotone and all
simplistic.
That.
It was We did this and it was good. Here's somebody that you want to clap for. And they really, you know.
By the way, they are the fact checkers.
Yes.
The truth meters are blowing him up today as far as the, you know, the things that were claimed and the things that were said. So, you know, that's just the qualifier.
A lot of people don't care for checking facts. They just like to hear good things.
Yeah, they like the story.
They do love the story.
It's like a movie.
I will give him credit. The people that he introduced in the crowd, he did an amazing job. He surprised a woman by bringing her husband, who she thought was still deployed, bringing him in and surprising her.
Yeah, because he watches television.
Yes.
And he sees those TV shows. It's a great TV show.
A 100-year-old veteran is asked to be recognized, and that was great. But here's the thing where I am so conflicted, is that just on yesterday's show, we were talking about how we wish all the best to Rush Limbaugh, and we wouldn't wish cancer on anyone, and we wish him the best results and a speedy,
easy. Steve Bridges' post that, you know, people were saying things like bad karma and stuff. Don't go down into the gutter.
I mean,
the fact is, it doesn't work well. It's frustrating. It really, really is. But Rush Limbaugh, cancer or no cancer, is a polarizing figure.
He truly is. And no mistake, ladies and gentlemen, he is a disc jockey.
Yeah,
and
he's a DJ.
That's the root, at the very root. I wouldn't even say deep down, he might even not believe all the stuff he said on the air over the years.
We've talked about that. I think we've probably talked about that.
Of course.
In private over the years, where we said to ourselves, you know, that he's doing some shtick.
Gotta be some shtick.
This would play well.
So
who knows?
Yesterday, or as we know, the day before yesterday, he announced that he had advanced lung cancer. And then he shows up at the State of the Union address. And when he's announced to get the highest civilian honor, the Presidential Medal of Freedom, he feigns surprise. Like maybe they brought
him. So you think he knew it was coming?
Well, I would have to think so. And then also, and I hate that my soul has this pitch dark pit in it, that he timed his announcement of his cancer to coincide with his winning of the award, because it all just seems a little too convenient that someone who stays on the periphery most of the time for most people has now three consecutive days of headline news just laid out in front of him. And it just
Are you smelling a rat for Trump and maybe getting into the campaign, or do you smell a rat on Limbaugh, or and this is speculation?
Yeah, it's all speculation.
Right?
Well, I smell a few rats. The first rat is, I don't even want to touch on the fact whether or not he is deserving of the medal, because other artists, other performers have gotten the medal, and it's the president's choice. And obviously, if the president likes Rush Limbaugh, it's his prerogative to give him the medal. But the timing is what I find suspect. And if he is contacted by Trump to say, we're inviting you to the State of the Union address, he's probably going to know why he's being brought, because it's sort of a curveball.
Don't you think there is the possibility, though, in Trump world, where the new, the shiny, the I read the news, I am watching television, I hear this news, and the president comes, I could easily see Trump going down the hall. Get him up here.
Yeah.
Get him up here as soon as possible. That could happen too.
I believe that, but I also believe that it's not this is not This Is Your Life, old reference, I know, where someone in the audience is surprised to get the highest civilian honor in the land.
Yeah, and they probably told him he was getting it, and he looked like he was surprised.
He was acting surprised.
See, that's the part that I would agree with. I didn't even see it.
Yeah.
But I would say, if you're saying you're going to be a special guest to the president at and he wants to mention you, there is the possibility.
It's very possible, but the acting surprise just didn't play with me, although I am pleased for Rush that the medal did fit around his neck.
Well, he got the medal, and of course it was the battle with Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, the shunned handshake.
Yeah. He didn't shake hands with her, and then she ripped up the speech at the end. Very dramatically.
Isn't it a great, classy time to be alive?
It's not cool. It's not cool to do that. And I don't know what the deal is with that. I want to do a little research on, the ripping up of the speech. That's just not like her. And I don't know why she would have done. And I don't know if that is what they're supposed to do or not. I haven't done a deep enough dive on the whole
speech. I don't ever remember seeing it. I always thought the handing of the speech was a tradition. Two things I noticed by watching the background, and it's a lot of fun to do that. She was voraciously reading the speech and appeared to be reading ahead, whereas normally they're traditionally handed a copy of the speech and it's set down and he delivers the speech. The other thing that's fun to watch, Pence wasn't always sure when to stand up. There were plenty of applause breaks, and he got a lot of this. Like, now?
I will be honest with you. Our democracy over the last week, this is just
sad. Yeah,
I watched I hate the to quote our president. It's sad.
Sad.
I watched the chairman of the Democratic Party in Iowa come out, and I, you know, as soon as he comes out, he looked like you or me, a fat guy coming out there, flushed,
and then
of course made it about him being a lifelong Iowa resident, and last night you got 70-something% of the vote. You have the first openly gay candidate that may win one of these caucuses or primaries, and it's puked by these polls in Iowa that don't have their crap together.
Right.
And I don't care if it's an app. You know how understanding am I when it comes to a technical malfunction when there's no backup plan? I don't suffer it.
I'm
fix it. We have technical glitches on this show all the time. We also have a thing called redundancy.
I heard that the app was launched without a full test. That's what I heard. And you know what?
It was offered, too.
And it makes sense because, I mean, for one thing, we're not having it stream live video or anything. It's just number tabulation. This is not tough stuff.
I'm stunned that here we sit as we go to tape, and it's like the 70%, 71% of the, you know, what is this?
I know.
Count them and report them.
I know.
What is that? It's so maddening. And watching this nozzle come out last night and do his little shtick, and then you get the whole divisiveness. We're in a very strange time. We are in a very, very strange time.
Is there anything that makes a television director more turgid than a close-up of someone not clapping?
Yeah,
I get it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I get it. We're divided, okay?
It's very, very weird. It's a weird life. But I'm going to tell you that I'm so glad that I went into my protective shell last night and I binged. I binged like I have never binged in my life before. This was recommended to me
now, did
by
you watch,
dear friends of mine.
Did you watch Murder, She Wrote when it first aired?
I'm teasing because when we come back, I will tell you all about it and how great it is. And it deserves all the accolades. I am late to the party, but I don't care.
That's okay.
Because what are you looking at over there? What's going on?
I was
going
to ask Pony to get me some hot water in the break. That's all. But you know what? In our modern society of streaming video and stuff, it's okay to be late to the party because it's still there for you.
This is my click to pick for.
Nice.
I'm so delighted, and I just have to. My wife went to sleep early, and I was up till maybe a little before midnight binging this show.
It was
that good. We will take a break, and we will come back with more fun and thrills right here on The Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, this is Gary Busey. I love Valentine's Day. It's a great holiday. You know, I love love, too. But Valentine's Day is the day we support love. Love is the starship of the galaxy. And we're all passengers on the love train. Really, I want to remind you that I get my Valentine's Day supplies at the TMOS Shopping Center for Valentine's Day. That's Macy's, Target, and Walmart. And how about a Valentine's Day Buseyism? All right? Cupid, pull your arrow back and make sure the stars are lined up near Pluto, love planet, according to Busey. Remember, Macy's, Target, and Walmart, TMOS Shopping Center, and write down my Buseyisms, like this good one that my grandfather taught me. Love is a giant apple, and all you have to do is tickle the stem, and you're on your way.
What?
That's Gary Busey. I don't know what he's talking about.
Tickle the stem.
Welcome back to the... welcome back, Oscar. Welcome back to the...
Congratulations, Jimmy.
Hey, forget about it.
Jimmy. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Third Love. Third Love does bras differently. Their bras are designed to fit you, not the other way around. Their bra styles are designed with measurement data from millions of women and made to fit your life. They have over 80 bra sizes, but they also know that the only size that matters is yours. Did you know breast shape matters when finding a good fit? Third Love helps you identify your breast size and shape and find styles that fit
your body.
Plus, straps that won't slip and no-itch tagless labels and super thin memory foam cups that mold to your shape. Plus, the perfect fit promise. If after 60 days you don't love it, return it, and Third Love will wash it and donate it to a woman in need. So far, Third Love has donated over $15 million in bras. Carla loves hers, and you are going to love your Third Love bra. Third Love knows that there's a perfect bra for everyone, so right now, they're offering our listeners 15% off their first order. Go to thirdlove.com/TMOS right now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/TMOS for 15% off today. Okay, I've been chomping to talk about this because I escaped. I did not watch any of the coverage of the State of the Union. I'm normally a political junkie, but I was just looking for something to watch prior to the State of the Union. Really, maybe not. That wasn't even my thought.
So did you, were you planning good? Were you planning to maybe check in on the State of the Union?
Yeah. Yeah, I probably was. But I also was sitting there right after my little guy went to sleep at about 7:30-ish. And I've got a dark hole where I said, you know what? I've been dicking around, like looking at second run movies and stuff, where I want to find one of these shows everybody talks about.
Oh, look at
and
this.
And I'm here to tell you the binging was like, I could not stop. It was addictive. And the show is Fleabag. I know this show has gotten a tremendous amount of success and gotten Golden Globes for the star. I am telling you. Here's the problem the first time I gave Fleabag a try. I do not consider myself a prude.
No, you're not.
But when you open with what Fleabag opened with, which was just a little bit much. I didn't realize they were establishing
her
issues.
Her character.
Hot mess.
Oh, my goodness.
And then it just, if you are like me, super prude Mike O'Mara, all right? Fight through the early episodes.
Puritanical, Mike.
Fight through the establishment of this woman being, let us say, a little overly sexual. Because that's what she is. That's her brokenness. I'm not giving any spoiler alert by sharing that with you.
No.
What I'm telling you is there's anybody had my mindset where Carl and I were sitting there going, oh, enough. Okay. Because we didn't really know the backstory.
And Michael didn't mind it? Kidding. Just a joke.
Oh, my God. What were you going to say,
Oscar? I would just say maybe her moral compass is broken.
Doesn't always point north. So
like the over like over her sexual drive, I don't think is the problem. Is the way that she decides to act on it.
Okay.
Yeah. That's a very, very good description of this. And I put the brakes on. I watched an entire season last night. And then I watched an entire season and the first episode of the second season. And then I stopped. I said, I have to talk my wife into catching up on her own time. I don't know if I love it enough where I would go back and watch all the episodes. They're short.
That's a
so
barometer.
You can binge that short. Yeah. You can binge it. But this, look, the acting like you would not believe. Acting that. Just the dark places they go, and it makes you laugh. It makes
it's
you
a dark
cry.
Comedy. Mm.
It's the
slash
definition
drama.
Of a dark comedy.
Yeah.
It's beyond spectacular. This is
obviously
a full-blown rave.
We've got a broken woman. But what is the plot of the first season?
The plot is the plot of the show is this young lady who is broken, who has gone through some terrible, horrific trauma in her life, not the least of which is her super dysfunction with her father, who has survived his wife, her mother, who died of breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So she has issues, multiple issues. And it's the story of her relationships with men, her relationship with her sister,
her
relationship with her father, and probably, at least in season one, most importantly, her relationship with her god/stepmother. Which is about as meaty and just delightful. And I think more than anything else for me personally, If you guys, when you guys hear me talking about Maine.
Yeah.
All right.
Maine.
I am here to tell you that that type of world and that type of person, I have grown up around that.
Oh, wow.
And it is a passive aggressive way of dealing. So not everybody, but it is. Oh, God. I can't tell you enough. I can't rave about it enough.
Do you think that's why you're so drawn to it? Is that you can relate to the characterization so closely?
I think I'm drawn to it because I'm probably broken as well. And anybody who's a little bit broken.
There are many scenes, look, especially if you're Catholic, that you're like, And that, it's not about being prude, Mike. It's the programming we've had. God willing, I'm still a proud Catholic. It's just if you look at some,
you
of
might
the,
be skipping ahead to season two. I think you sound like you may be skipping ahead to season two.
That in itself was the harshest for me to get past. But
okay, but is that season two? Because you're telling me.
If you really look at season one, there's some underpinnings to.
Yeah, but they set a table in season. Yeah, season. Yeah, I'm going crazy about this show. Yeah. Don't spoil this for me.
There's no spoiler.
Does she eat meat on Friday or something?
No.
Oh, man.
I got to know the old UK.
Say what you will, but I swear to God, do they churn out some talented young people?
They really
that
do.
That are just brilliant. And they're great American actors in it as well.
Amazon Prime, correct? That's where it is?
Is it Amazon Prime?
Fleabag?
Hold on. Or is it Netflix?
I'm almost 100%.
Pony, can you look it up? Find out if it's Amazon or Netflix. Fleabag, where you can find that. But
be careful if you search it on Amazon Prime that you're not looking for lodging. it's a television show.
It was so much fun. You're absolutely selling it.
Getting through the first couple episodes and know that there's a payoff. Yeah,
you have to fight through it because it's gross to me. It's so over the top.
I love the fact that there's a significant part of our audience that's the selling point.
I know that there are a lot of people out there that will really really like it. It just is not like anything I've seen, and fun. Can't wait to chew it up. Amazon, thank you. Okay, very good. Amazon. By the way, Amazon, once again, though, I have to tell you, because I glitched something with your little remote at the beginning, where Amazon, please, go over to Netflix, look at their platform.
Learn it.
And see how they deliver content.
Rewrite it. It's your own little spin.
Amazon, yeah, really, take a look at Netflix the way they do it properly, which is the way it ought to be. Delivered. It's the delivery system.
Right.
You know, Shannon because I love this tech space. Like I should be able to figure out right away. Amazon is the only platform that I give her the remote. I'm like, you know how to do this because
that's so stupid. What it involves is if you hit a button on your remote on a smart TV when you're watching Netflix, it pauses that.
Yeah, right.
And there's a little arrow to the right that you put, and you can skip ahead or you can skip back. On Amazon, you hit the button and it goes to this virtual reality remote system that and I F it up.
It doesn't
and
matter
got a button
if you
for
have
fast forwarding right next to fast episode
and so and many thumbnails
and you'll skip to another episode right away.
Oh, I hate that.
Like,
right.
It just and this you're like, oh guys, it's the way you no. This is a flawed user experience.
Absolutely. There's no need for it. They can fix it. They got more money than Jesus. They can do this. It's incredible. But Fleabag, and I said to Rob Spiewak, with his love of all things like, you know, dirty, dark, he'll go nuts for this.
You're gonna love it.
I will. I'll watch it tonight. I will watch
it.
It's
spectacular. I wish I knew the actress's name. I really wish I knew the actress's name.
Oh, you got that for us. You looked it up.
I just wanted to make sure I give her credit where credit is due.
Yeah.
But it's not just her. It's the supporting cast.
The
father is spectacular.
So there are Americans and Brits in it. It's got some American actors in it as well.
It's got some Americans and some Brits, but mostly Brits.
Yeah.
And they just do a really nice show. There it look the here's the bottom line on all of it.
Bottom line.
The bottom line. The content being churned out by these companies with television content is very steadily surpassing what you're getting on the big screen. It's just happening. It's just if you know where to look and you know what to do and you take recommendations like we give on this show, you're going to find something that is just as entertaining as anything, and you get a whole night out of it.
And
I know
we poo-pooed the actual project, but to me, I was thinking today as I looked at the Oscar nods and the nominations,
yes,
the fact that when The Irishman is going to be up for Oscars, that's this Sunday, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Are the Oscars this
it's
Sunday?
This Sunday.
Yeah. Wow. So we'll do our picks on the bonus show. And ladies and gentlemen, bet a bundle because we always get it right.
Man, I wanted to see 1917. Maybe I can see it this week. Maybe
but we'll the thing it, about right. it is, it really struck me. This is a movie that everyone will have seen going into the Oscar Sunday because we have Netflix. They did a premiere. It was on the big screen. People went to a theater to see it to qualify. But 99.9% of the people saw it on television. Yeah. This is a changing landscape, and we're right in the middle of
it. Yeah, and I'm, you know, as far and it's great that they got Scorsese and all those. You know, we went on and
we
on
talked about
The Irishman, and we talked about
it's not best picture material.
No,
I think
it's fine.
When I watch a show like Fleabag, that's a startup creative endeavor that comes on out of you know, when you're comparing Scorsese and company, yeah, they were able to get those, but they were to shell out the bucks like they would shell out to Eddie Murphy and Dave Chappelle and all that. But you know, well, Amazon's a different company,
but still they have money too.
Yeah, but Amazon competes just as Netflix or Hulu for these for the series, like they'll buy original programming. I think the best example right now is Mrs. Maisel.
Yeah,
like Maisel is such a smash success,
right?
That they have like these tentpole shows. They don't have as many as the others do, but they compete.
Yeah,
Maisel, which by the way, you know, it's like okay, you know, you're a little theatrical during the regulars. It's always theatrical. It's a little over the top theatrical, and then they give you that last episode, which is like boom, 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 and that's fantastic too. Just a lot of good content out there. And, you know, if you can get by the, you know, the at the beginning. And it's not just that. It was like a 1-2 punch of all of that stuff. But
it's dark. You know, it's very dark.
If beginning. You could just get over your puritanical views, Mike, please.
Did Carla like it? Or she?
Carla was sleeping last night.
Okay, got it.
Good Carla had a long day with my son. Well, I did too. But I mean, she was in dreamland and, you know, dreaming of giving everybody facials. And that sounded dirty. I didn't.
It wasn't dirty at all.
We have to take a break. When we come back, I don't know what the hell we'll talk about. But we'll have.
Would you
have
like time? To talk about Dotson?
Can you blast it out in like 6 minutes?
I can do it.
All right. We'll talk with Dotson the intern. Tom Dotson, who was an intern on our show.
William P. Dotson.
William P. Bones Dotson. When we come back on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Hey, it's Angie with the Oh My Gosh Show. It's February, the month of love, and we love us some Mama Chin. It's her birthday month, and it's all about the Benchichins. Plus, dating in 2020. And hey, Mike, want to see my love box? One-of-a-kind gifts and more this month on the Oh My Gosh Show. And hey, Mike, want to see my love box?
What?
Isolated.
What is that?
What?
And hey, Mike,
I'm sorry.
What are you doing? Who would isolate such a thing?
To the, hi. This portion of our show is brought to you by Harry's. What if there was a 50% off sale happening every time you went shopping for razors? Shaving with Harry's is kind of like that. They offer premium blade refills as low as $2 each. That's up to 55% off compared to the price of Gillette Fusion Pro Shield. Harry's, now I use your body wash. I use your face wash. I use your Harry's shave gel. I use your Harry's ergonomic blade handle, which I do every day. I use your blades as well. I use your shave cream that comes out of the tube that you send me. What I need you to do, Harry's, this is just me. I know it's hardware. It's not like, but you know, a razor's a hardware too. Come up with a fogless shower mirror.
Oh,
That's a great idea.
I'm sending that out to the good people at Harry's. I know they're advertising people review these commercials, but this is from Mike O'Meara because I love your company. You do everything right. Every product I've ever gotten,
We'll buy it.
Right. By the way, Harry's, as far as the blades, they don't inflate blade prices or add unnecessary features to their razors like flex balls or heated handles. And you can feel good about your purchase. 100% quality guarantee. If you don't love your shave, let them know. They'll give you a full refund. 1% of proceeds are set aside for nonprofit organizations devoted to helping provide access to better health care for men and veterans. Harry's has a special offer just for our listeners. New customers get $5 off a trial set at harrys.com/TMOS. You'll get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel with aloe and a travel cover. Join the millions of guys who've already switched and go to harrys.com/TMOS to claim your offer. And now, Rob Spiewak, who has been talking about telling us a story about Dotson for about 3 months.
Yeah, the thing is that it is not so much about Dotson, but what Dotson brings to the table.
Ah.
Now, people, go back a couple years. You guys gave me some grief about Matt Dotson. I knew him as he grew up through a mutual friend. And when he got his internship here, he would actually drive to the show with me because he lived a block away from me.
He's a friend of my daughter, too.
Yeah, good guy. Nice kid. Right. And he was always very enthusiastic. He did a couple great projects for the show.
In love with the world of broadcasting.
Yeah, and he ended up in the simple office job.
Well, I mean, to be fair to Dotson, the landscape and how you get into radio now, if you are not prepared to be poor for 10 years straight.
Yes.
We were poor. I was probably poor for, I would say, oh, you know what? Never mind. You got to take that run. You got to take that swing.
And I think
you still got to be poor for about 10 years straight,
yeah,
Mike.
I think so.
In order to get into this business
somehow.
Well,
we'll have a little money discussion and news you may not need today. Yeah.
But he is gainfully employed now.
Burst into effing tears today. Yes, go ahead. Oh, God,
is it sad?
Yeah, it's so
But Dotson still got his, I feel like he's getting his creative fix, right?
I believe so. And he is, he's gainfully employed. He has a place in Tyson's Corner, which is a hopping center in the Washington, D.C. area. He's still with
all the time.
Longtime girlfriend. He's got a dog now. And I'm in touch with him occasionally. And, you know, he's a good kid and I root for him. So he shoots
We allege that there was some inappropriate.
Nothing inappropriate.
Inappropriate touching?
No.
On those rides into the studio by Rob?
That Rob.
Oh, I thought I was grabbing the gear shift.
No. The reverse, that Dotson was so in love with you.
Oh, no.
That inappropriate touching by Don. Like Rob would be the wheel man.
I made him stop. I made him stop.
Okay. Ew. Okay.
No. But like the last text I got to him before this most recent exchange was like he wanted my address because they're doing Christmas cards because they're a young couple, right? Yeah. So he's adulting, right?
Wow.
What's the name of his lady?
I don't recall her name, but I've met her once or twice.
Yeah. You know why he doesn't recall? Because it's all about him.
Yeah.
Matthew Dotson.
Mm-hmm. Vanessa.
Right. Mm-hmm. Fiona.
I'm not sure.
Okay. So I get a text from him that he was, he says, unbelievable. I was just at Starbucks in Tyson's Corner, saw a name tag and had to ask if he knew you. Super nice dude. He ran into someone, a name we have not mentioned in a long time, and someone who I've actually kind of lost touch with. The name on the name tag was Jabril.
Oh, my God.
Working as a barista?
And he said, do you know the Spiewaks? And he said his face lit up.
Oh, that is fantastic.
Now, this is great because I could probably chase him down if I did a lot of legwork, but his Instagram account is dormant. The last text went unanswered. And Robert doesn't really keep up with him because they're not buddies anymore.
What happened to Jabril?
Yeah.
Well, I think he's in.
Did they move from across your street?
Netflix doc.
Yeah, he was living for a while. Remember, for a while, they took him away to Tunisia to live with his dad.
Right.
And then he came back, and he was living with his mom in Tyson's. And I think that's where he's still at. They've got an apartment there. He should be in college now, and I know this because I helped him with his applications and his essays.
Oh, look at you.
And I think he's in what they call a gap year or years. So he is now at Starbucks. But what pleases me greatly is that he is right there in Tyson's, obviously close to where he lives. Dotson says he works right by me. I'll get a picture next time. I said, I'd love it. I miss him. But it's good to know that he is actually employed and getting it done. And he seems
to
be doing
it. Is he tall?
Okay.
Is he big and tall?
Well, the last time I saw him, he was cresting 6 feet. So I imagine, yes, he is quite tall. And
you know, for speed or pleasure?
That was like...
What?
Oh, excuse me.
What does that mean? That was like your second son for a long time.
Oh, he was definitely a part of the family. He, you know, he is a Muslim background. He was raised Muslim. Yes. So in our house, he technically wasn't allowed to touch beer bottles. He couldn't touch pork. So we had to be very careful around it. We tried our best to honor
it. So many beer bottles.
We might have bent the rules. But
how can anyone go into your house for any length of time not being able to touch beer bottles or pork and survive?
I know, especially
it's a physical impossibility.
Well, because we have that sectional that's built of pepperoni and discarded Budweiser bottles. An art piece. But we did our best to honor.
So you basically lost touch with him.
And
when it became inconvenient.
I thought he moved.
No, he moved to Tyson's, and he was coming.
That's inconvenient.
How far is Tyson's from you?
No, you know what you did I mean,
you raised that
I
boy.
Can't believe what a neighbor you were to that.
Well,
child.
He was Robert's best friend for many. He for a while lived two doors down. Then we moved across the street.
You can say it's street. Robert's best friend, but you did good.
Yeah,
you did a good.
I love.
Thing.
I love that
your
boy. Love that
mitzvah.
Boy.
You yeah. took care of that kid. You took him on trips to King's Dominion. You took him with you. Didn't you fly with him places?
We traveled. We took him to the beach and stuff like that. The thing that I was proudest of.
Yeah, you took
of,
him on vacation with
I
you.
I had a fan like that, Mrs. Parker. She, when my parents were just working and I was a latchkey kid, she's like, I think she realized I just go home and stare at a peanut butter sandwich.
Yeah.
And
so sad.
And she would take me, like, she, you're coming over. We're going to do homework together. Like, you'll be with my son, Steven. You guys will hang out.
Well,
like,
Jabril, he had a single mom.
Right.
And there were times that he would call and he'd say, Mr. Spiewak, it's getting dark and I'm hungry. I said, is there any food at your house? He says, we have frozen salmon. I said, well, that's probably not best. Come on over. So he did sort of spend a lot of time. The thing that I'm most proud of is that several times he stayed over Christmas Eve and got to have Christmas morning, because that's something that a Muslim kid would never be a part of. He got to do an Easter with us. We took him to my Uncle George's for Thanksgiving.
Crusade.
Yeah, he was such a sweet, sweet kid growing up, and this has inspired me. I will reach out and we'll get back in touch with him to find out what he's up to.
Find out the name of the Starbucks and, you know, on a weekend if he's working. Well,
I think there's only one in the Tyson's Corner area. It should be easy to find.
What was your message that went unanswered?
How you doing? I mean, something like that. I mean, I think I saw him about a year and a half ago when he came back to the States.
Yes.
And he is such a good match for Robert, because when they are together, they're the two sweetest kids. They don't have a mean bone in their body.
Well, I suggest a reunion. I hope that works out.
So I will keep you guys updated. And if nothing else, free mocha.
Ladies and gentlemen, we come back a very sad edition of News You May Not Need. It gave me a sad. We'll take a break and come back with more on The Mike O'Mara Show.
There's nothing I like better on a cold, lonely winter's night than to relax in front of a roaring fire with a glass of wine and having a laugh. And there's no better way than with a TMOS bonus show. It's an hour of unfiltered dry baldry and jocularity that only costs you pennies a day. Cozy up with the antics of my man, Mike, who's always charming. Oscar, who's getting it done,
Oscar.
And Rob,
Oscar.
Who's oh so cuddly. Plus, you cannot forget Maddie, the brains of the outfit, and that manly man pony who's oh so satisfying. Oh. Your subscription Gross. Keeps the laughs coming, plus you have access to the entire bonus show library. Click the banner at MikeOmiraShow.com to begin laughing today. The TMOS bonus show, because a lonely girl like me needs something to cuddle with.
It's like Fleabag.
Welcome back to the Mike Little O'Mara bit. Show, brought to you by Zappos 2020. I'm loving this year already, and it's only going to get better, better, better. Mm. It's the flipping best. I think we've worked many of the bugs out of the caucus app. Iowa politics, back to normal. Hello, Cedar Rapids. Happy 40th birthday to the Foreign Service Act of 1980, guaranteeing more rights to ambassadors' wives. And I say it's about time. Good job.
Right on.
And of course, 2020 marks the 150th anniversary of the Franco-Prussian War. Which side did you root for? Me? I'll never tell.
I think we know.
Yeah. And the Summer Olympics hit Tokyo for the first time since 1964. Get ready for the heart-pounding excitement of the men's bobsled. It sure encourages intimacy. Am I right, fellas?
I love bobsledding at the Summer Olympics.
2020 also marks the 20th year that Zappos continues to offer over 1,000 trusted brand names to help millions of customers create a long-lasting wardrobe that they love. No matter what it is, if you wear it, get it at Zappos. We just ask that you support us both by accessing Zappos through our website. Click the banner. As always, Zappos provides all the friendly customer service you need 24/7, easy returns, 365-day return policy. Thank you, Zappos. You make us look good all year long. Remember, only 169 days till the Olympics begin. You better wax your sleds. Am I right, ladies?
Ladies?
Am I right? Right.
News.
News.
Boo.
Meow. There are more than 900. 100,000 podcasts in circulation.
Oh!
Nice!
Almost a
million. Advertisers spent close to $700 million on them last year alone. So for the first time, Forbes has put out a list of the highest paid podcasters.
Oh, great.
Here it is, along with their estimated earnings from the podcast year. At number five, a gentleman named Bill Simmons.
Oh, yeah.
The Bill Simmons podcast, $7 million. It's been in Apple's top 25 for the past 2 years and is one of 36 shows on his Ringer network.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that.
Spun out of ESPN. Ringer.
Number four, Dax Shepard, armchair expert, $9 million. He's amassed an estimated monthly audience of 20 million since the launch in 2018.
Is he number your favorite three, personality named Dax?
Sure. Number three, financial guru Dave Ramsey. The Dave Ramsey Show, $10 million. He also owns his own Ramsey Podcast Network, which has six other programs. Number two, Karen Kilgariff. And Georgia Hardstark, My Favorite Murder, $15 million, already has five spinoff podcasts. And at number one, ladies and gentlemen,
yes,
numero uno, the Joe Rogan Experience. $30 million. He launched in 2009 as part of the first wave of high-profile podcasts.
We launched in 2009.
Yeah,
right?
We did.
Yeah.
Oscar, we need to do better. We need to do better. How do we do better?
We reinvest, Mike. We reinvest.
We need to find the guy. We need to find the guy. This podcast,
yes,
is as good and as entertaining as any in the world. I stand by the
better
product.
We better all than all of them.
Our salaries and reinvest.
This gave me a sad. I must tell you.
It should make you happy.
There is a part of me that is very happy that this medium that we chose to jump ship from radio and hop on is wild.
Thriving.
Yes. Now, and by the way, when they say 900,000, there are very, very few that are even viable. But the
2,000.
How many of those have done three and quit, you know? The even high profile people.
So Apple is on the precipice, if not had started in the last few months, of purging the ones that are dormant.
Yeah, so long, Alton Brown. Kiss it.
Yeah. Thank you. So there it is, and it just makes me want to do more and be, you know, I'm very competitive.
Let's be more, yeah, do
very,
more.
Very
be more, do more.
I'm with
be
you.
More,
do be
more.
Best.
And also, be best. The spinoffs.
Yeah.
You got to give a little thought to that.
Yeah.
Stein
time.
Okay. Yeah, sure. That'll work. Now, since it's science, it should be settled, but somehow there's always a different winner. Anyway, here are the top 10 best-looking men determined by some formula.
Determined by Stein.
What a great list.
Ryan Gosling, Kanye West, Idris Elba. Yeah, he should be.
I'm listening.
David Beckham, Hugh Jackman, George Clooney, Brad Pitt, Bradley Cooper, Henry Cavill?
Cable.
Yeah.
And
he was Spider-Man, right?
Superman.
Number one, Robert Pattinson?
Oh, my God, yes.
The vampire kid?
Yeah.
Well, he's going to be Batman, Mike.
I don't know.
I actually read a little bit about this. What happens is his face is a perfect representation of what is known as the Golden Triangle, which was the Greek standard for beauty. It has to do with the
symmetry.
Placement. Yeah, symmetry and the placement of the features.
Henry Cavill would be my, if I had to choose, like a partner?
Yes.
That's my number one dog.
Man, you would be a good looking
couple.
He's
got pecs.
Yep.
Dreamy.
Abs.
Dreamy, dreamy, dreamy.
And free movie tickets.
Yeah, very exciting. A new survey found the number one gift women want to get for Valentine's Day this year is chocolat.
Chocolatiers.
And the number one gift guys want is sexual favors.
Yes.
Or are sexual favors.
Mm.
God, that is
I'll pass on those.
20% of men say they'd like to receive sex for Valentine's Day. 30% of women want to get chocolate or candy. The top five things women want are chocolate, a card, flowers, jewelry, and a massage or day spa.
Ooh.
Well, that makes sense to me. Ooh, I just got
facials.
An idea.
Yes.
Carla would love that. Yeah, facial. Absolutely.
Oh, gift
facial.
Cards. She should do gift cards for
that's a
Valentine's
wonderful
Day.
Yeah. The top things men want are sexual favors, a card, chocolate, booze, and electronics. Okay, I agree with you. Electronics.
Hey. Have you figured out your present?
Yeah.
You were given something. Now I have to give something back.
Okay, so I haven't figured out what I'm going to get, but I told you I got the keto breathalyzer test.
Yes, you
so
got that.
So last night, because it always says 0.02, which means you're supposed to be in keto, last night we had my kid do it. 0.02.
Oh, fraud.
Scam.
Boo.
Send it back.
Boo.
Send it back. That's bad stuff. I do not like ripoffs like that. It didn't ask people if they plan to give sex as a gift, but the number one gift women did say they plan to give is chocolate. The number one thing men say they plan to give this year is flowers. Chocolate was a close second. Chocolate.
I do plan to give sex, but as we've established in the past, I will be enclosing a gift receipt with it.
So you can take it back.
Easy returns.
Or when it, you know, when she opens it, she can. I don't want that.
Exactly.
There's no Valentine's Day like a vengeful Valentine's Day.
Oh, no.
The San Antonio Zoo is running a promotion this
year, man,
where they will name a rat after your ex and feed it to a snake.
Nice.
It costs $25, and you can watch a live stream of it happening on Valentine's Day. Look, I know it's frivolous and it's fluffy and stuff, but this gets close to the purge.
Yeah.
In my humble opinion.
I don't know. I would love to buy a rat.
I don't like rats.
One rat named Caleb would be great.
Oh, really?
Oh. I don't know.
Really? Okay.
You don't know the latest.
They're just still together. They're just still
really?
Together. Yeah.
No, they're
tomorrow, maybe a little taste?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Good. I'd like to hear about that. They're also doing one of those name a cockroach after your ex things. Buy a rat. They've gotten popular over the years. That'll run you $5. Hey, honey, look who's just come across the street. She was taping her special. Come on in.
Hey,
lean in. You got to lean right down in here into the.
Hi.
You know, Carla,
what a beautiful home.
Yes, isn't it lovely?
Yes.
We were just talking about what a wonderful time it would be for husbands and lovers to buy gift cards. For facials,
the
for
number one thing significant women want is chocolate, and the number one thing men want is sex. What do you have to say to that?
That seems about right.
Okay, all right. But I'd like chocolate too.
So, Mike, what are you ordering? A half and a half,
Mike.
So, what do you think of that keto breathalyzer you got me? What's your opinion of that after our little experiment last night?
I am not sure.
It could
be
a ripoff.
I'm still on the fence.
Right?
Yeah.
It could be a big ripoff. All right. What are you doing here?
I just thought I'd come and say hi.
Oh, that's so sweet.
That is sweet.
That is so nice. Thank you.
Very, very nice. You know how much Joe Rogan made on his podcast last year?
How much?
$30 million.
Hey, Oscar.
I just told Mike the recipe.
Investors.
That's right.
That's what we need. Anybody out there want to invest?
Let's sell the show.
All the investors want to give us is chocolate and sex.
Okay, hey. Get out of here.
All right, bye, guys.
Hey, tell Carla to call me after the show because I have a message for her.
Call Rob after the show. He's got a message
Thank
for you.
Now,
there's a 68-year-old woman named Pamela Carr in Clearwater, Florida, of course. Sunday morning, her 73-year-old husband told her that after 9 years of being married, he wanted a separation. Well, Pamela did not like that. She responded by pulling out her taser and repeatedly zapping him. He called the cops, and she was arrested for felony domestic battery. Not sure what the other charges were, but the taser was charged. There you go. Fun times in Clearwater. All right, we will take a break, and when we come back, Audio Vault time with Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
My fellow Americans, we are one people, and no matter where you are, we can all agree on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whether you are in Bangor, Massachusetts, or the island of California, from the majestic Alps of Australia to the beautiful castles of Germantown, coast to coast, from Portland, Maryland to Portland, Arizona, whether you are swimming in Lake Rushmore or climbing Mount Huron, sunning yourself on the Great Salt Flats of London, or gazing out over the Sahara Ocean. We all have TMOS to bring us together. We're one world. I just don't know how to find it on a map. God bless me. Oh, in America. And don't forget to conduct when they're playing the national anthem.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Annie Yu's super terrific happy alarm clock.
This is a great product.
All right.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. It's the truth. Nothing can ruin your morning like oversleeping, and no one knows this better than the TV anchor with the perfect attendance record, Miss Anna Yu. This alarm will wake you without fail at 7 minutes past one every morning with the gentle sounds of a fire truck at a bracing 128 decibels, which effortlessly fades into a French police siren and then into the perky hello and good morning of pistol shots. And if you're extra sleepy, no worries, it repeats every 2 minutes forever. The clock runs on standard electric current with a die-hard car battery. With a die-hard car battery backup. And it features a Tony Perkins smartphone charger, a Reese Waters jewelry caddy, and a collapsible Howard Bernstein mouthwash cup. I hope you send this to the people over there. It's made of... I'll do a recording that you can send over to Channel 9.
Produce spot? Okay, good.
It's made of sturdy pressed wood with a glorious light oak veneer with the subtle scent of sage and root beer. Try the deluxe model that responds to you pressing the snooze button by hitting you in the face hard with a tire iron. And now that you're awake and well-rested, it's perfect to buy a subscription to the TMOS Bonus Show.
Please do.
Just click the banner on our website and get access to all of our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. It's your passport to the...
Passport!
Copyright TMOS 2020. TMOS Bonus Show. Ah! Good morning. Let's open up the audio ball for today. This is Wednesday, Feb 5, 2020. Take it away, Rob Spiewak.
My breath has never been fresher since I've gotten the Howard Bernstein collapsible mouthwash cup.
Yeah, the mouthwash cup. Minty fresh.
Mike, if you don't laugh, you cry. And so we must laugh at the coronavirus and make fun of it, don't you think?
Sure, why not?
Everybody should be laughing.
Everybody is kung flu fighting.
I can't believe somebody actually did that.
I hope they get sick.
That is so hack and low rent.
So
not
DJ.
Timely kung flu fighting. God.
Yeah. I mean, really old television shows like from the 70s.
I know. What's his name? Bob Rivers? Hey.
Yeah. I got Hey, this is a good idea.
Hey, what rhymes with flu? I got it.
Foo.
Yeah. Bring me the vocal canceller, and I'm going to make a parody record.
And by the way, it's not the flu, which makes it even dumber and lazier and stupid.
No, but the DJ is saying, everyone thinks it's the flu, so it's okay.
Yeah, we can get away with that.
We'll see. That's good. We'll run that at 7:10 and 8:40.
Here's your horoscope.
Aren't you pretty close to Cape Coral?
Yes. Okay. About, less than a half hour away from Cape Coral.
A couple got a box delivered to their house in Cape Coral. It was empty. The return address was in Chinese. They opened the empty box and panicked because they assumed someone had mailed them the coronavirus.
Oh, God. Cape Coral. Man, oh, man. So dumb.
They called 911.
They were nervous and scared that it was the coronavirus.
In a box.
They called PD. PD called us. We brought the hazmat truck.
Why would the box be sent to them? Who sent the box? Is it really from China? But it's very difficult to do. Send that across in a box.
Is that guy got emphysema or something? The guy talking?
It's the healthiest guy they could find, Mike.
You hear that? We try.
Also, everything comes from China. Everything.
Right, everything
comes from China.
Right.
An empty box. Gotta be a virus. God. All right. So did you see the Iowa caucuser yesterday that found out live on television that Pete Buttigieg was gay? And asked to take her vote back.
What is this, the dumb report
right
now?
Oh, my God. Check this out.
So are you saying that he has a same-sex partner? Yes. Are you kidding? Yeah, he's married to him, yeah. Well, then I don't want anybody like that in the White House. So can I have my card back? I don't know.
Yeah. Started in Iowa. Started in Iowa again next year. Sorry, Iowa. I mean, really. I mean, my God. My God.
That video does not represent everyone in Iowa, but I'll tell you that.
Certainly doesn't represent the Democratic Party. Thank you very much.
And just watching that and just saying, oh, it's 2020.
I can't believe that the campaign let it leak, though.
Wow. It was a box from China.
It had a virus in it. Are you familiar with a fathead, Mike? Careful how you answer that.
You mean the thing you put on the wall?
Yeah, big pictures. Oh, yeah. They can be whole bodies. They can be heads,
absolutely,
right?
Sports pictures, yes, primarily.
Last night on ESPN College Basketball, someone was in the crowd holding up a big Will Ferrell as Ron Burgundy, just his head, a fat head, and the announcer misstepped.
Yeah, we're having a little audio issues, but usually I tone you out anyway.
Ron Jeremy.
No, Ron Burgundy.
Ron Burgundy.
That's great.
That's a whole nother. That's a whole nother channel. I know he's a famous Ron.
A famous Ron.
That is a lot funny. Of time on the road, those guys.
Yeah, sleepy. Know? Little sleepy.
A lot of time on the road.
All right, this tape sets up our last tape. So this is the penultimate tape, okay. Oscar. This is Madonna, who took to social media yesterday to offer her, I guess, just like a crash pad that she has in New York City to Harry and Meghan when they come to the United States. Yeah, okay?
Don't run off to Canada. It's so boring there. I'll let them sublet my apartment in Central Park West. It's two bedroom. It's got the best view of Manhattan. Incredible balcony.
So I think that's very nice that she made that offer. However, David Spade had this to say about the Megxit.
Madonna's insisting that Prince Harry and Meg Markle move into her bachelor pad overlooking Central Park. And Harry and Meghan said, we've already done the whole living with an older British woman thing. And maybe it might branch out. And
that's your magic audio vault. Have a good Wednesday, everybody.
Man, Flophouse, two bedrooms for Madonna. You'd think a few more VRs, right?
Yeah.
You would think.
Well,
right?
that's just, you know, like when she's having the mansion painted.
I think it's a sex room. That's what it sounds
sex
like.
Sex room!
Yeah, sex room for Madonna. That's it. We got to get out of here. Tomorrow, we will get an update on the relationship status and what's going on with that guy.
Diesel.
You know?
Yeah. Gotta buy a rat.
Strange world.
Short cockroach.
Tomorrow, the results of the Iowa caucuses, right here at...
they'll be 72% complete. We'll have all the results you need.
They're 71% today. Tomorrow, they'll be 83% complete. Very, very looking forward
to it. And also tomorrow, full coverage of Rush Limbaugh's Nobel Prize.
Yes, go watch Fleabag. Thank you very much for Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak. Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Took me like 3 hours to finish the shading on your upper lip.
And hey, Mike, want to see my love box?
I'm a phony! Just like you!